The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. He said, have the whole healing school pray. And so the whole healing school started just praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And linked up, made tremendous power available, and that woman was healed. Amen. So are we understanding the meaning or the purpose behind us helping the minister during church and things like that, and spending time praying in the Holy Ghost? It's not just, okay, you go for it. It's your turn, Pastor. It's the whole church's responsibility to help get it going that way, making tremendous power available. Well, I'm tired. Me too. Yep. Amen. Me too. And I understand that. But we got a job to do. Yeah. You know, and we're talking about, well, God send revival. Well, what are we doing? Are we spending time? Amen. Because that makes tremendous power available.
Right. Amen. Yes.
That does not going, God send revival, God send revival, God send revival.
Amen.
That just sounds like a broken record. And you're not praying anything, you're just making a statement. But whenever we get in a throne room and just start speaking in tongues, just start praying in the Holy Ghost, He'll link up with you and pray things out that need to be prayed out.
Yes. Amen.
And it also makes tremendous power available. Things will start happening in the congregation that nobody would ever thought of. People will just start getting up, being like, man, I had a pain a second ago. Well, the pastor's got it. No, he don't. That's the whole congregation yielding and getting into that flow to where the anointing just flow out and hit everybody, just running up and down every aisle and every chair. Yeah. That is what's going to make a difference in a community. Yeah. Not going out saying, well, what church do you go to? Well, how do you believe? What does that matter? If we all believe that Jesus is the Son of God, we're all going to heaven. Amen. This is a group effort. Well, they don't believe in speaking in tongues. That's fine. That is fine. Who cares? I bet you don't believe that that's something else that somebody else believes in. Do you? Do you believe everything? See, there's some things you don't know that I might know. Just because that happens, we're not going to talk and be friends. For in the kingdom of God, we need to continue to move this thing forward. Amen. That's what this is about.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you right now, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. So the way we're heading, offense is about to be ready. It's going to be at your doorstep.
Yeah.
Offense is going to be there. Going to be trying to get you to move out. Get offended about something or mad about something, and I'm just warning you right now.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just wanting to let everybody to know right now. Offense is going to be ready because of the things that where Spirit Life Church is heading.
Yes,
the kingdom of God is going to be moving in this area, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Bullhead will not be the same, neither will Fort Mojave, Kingman, any of these surrounding areas. Because we're learning what speaking in tongues, praying in the Holy Ghost does. It's not just for my benefit, but for the benefit of the kingdom of God. And that's what it's about. It's not about Spirit Life Church. It's about the kingdom of God. How many people, there's people dying going to hell every single day. And if that doesn't get you to praying and finding out what belongs to us, I don't know what will. Amen. Because it's for the lost. I mean, who was praying for us when we were lost? You know, seriously. But we need to start just paying attention to that. Tremendous power available. Well, I don't feel like speaking. It's not about us. Once again, it's not. It's the kingdom of God. Amen. The kingdom of God. Not about us.
Right.
Amen. And if we just spend time, just link, even with our spouses, just linking up. Hey, let's just take 10, 30 minutes, you know, a day and just pray in the Holy Ghost together, walking through our house. You know how many answers you'd receive?
Yeah. Amen.
About questions you might have about finances, about healing, about what's going on, about what's your next step, about a business to start up, about what to buy.
Yep.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
So simple. So simple things, but we amen.
Amen.
Amen. But we're getting better. Amen. So the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous what?
Power available.
Power available. Y'all remember, I believe it's Smith Wigglesworth. I believe he during his ministry, there was 26 people raised from the dead. Amen. But he said he'd go home. He had prayed 2 hours every night. He said, I'd edify myself first. Yeah. He said, then I would go out. Yeah. And I think that's where we might be missing it sometimes. Amen. We want to do whatever for a few hours, and then we want to go out and then try to get into the Spirit. Amen. We need to go. Amen. So, Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name, and we thank you, Father God. We will, and I'm not getting on to anybody. I want y'all to know that. I'm not praying, sorry, but I'm wanting to talk to you for a second. I'm not getting on to anybody. Amen. All right? Amen. A couple of y'all, no, maybe. Yeah, it feels like it. Well, I'm not. I'm not getting on to anybody. Amen. We have a job to do. Amen. All of us. Because it's not just up to me and Chelsea. Amen. We are a family. We're a group that God's placed together to get things done. Yeah. Amen. And I understand that me and Chelsea can't do it all. I fully understand that. I do. And so it's a group effort with all of us. Amen. It truly is. I mean, I need y'all as much as y'all need me. Amen. That is the absolute truth. Because, you know, look at... We ain't got time to read it, but it talks about, you know, the God or Jesus is the head and the church is the what?
The body.
The body. So can an arm just get up and walk out of here by itself?
No.
Can a head?
No.
Can an arm or a foot just do what it wants to do without the body?
No.
See, each one of us, well, I'm just the pinky toe. The pinky toe's got as much to do with walking as everything else in the body does. Who cares what member of the body we are? Let's just do it and move forward. Amen. That way the whole body moves at once. Amen. That's what it's about. Amen. So, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you. We understand that the earnest, heartfelt prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. Tremendous power available. Amen. Dynamic. And it's working. And so we thank you, Father God. We'll continue to operate in that and to exercise praying in tongues in that, Father God. That way we'll continue to grow in it and to understand it more and to be able to flow more fluently with it. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said, amen. We will see y'all soon.